This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A major win for President Trump in court this morning. A New York appeals court has thrown out the state's civil fraud case that accused Trump of exaggerating his wealth. The case was expected to cost him more than $500 million. The judges ruled that the penalties, including a $355 million fine plus interest, were excessive. With the interest, the president and his company were facing more than $527 million in costs. The ruling also wipes out restrictions that barred Trump and his sons from running their business in New York. Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the case, accused him of lying, cheating, and inflating property values, but the appeals court disagrees and the decision clears one of the biggest legal hurdles that the president has faced. Police say they've caught the man accused of throwing an adult toy at a 12-year-old girl during a Liberty game at Barclays Center. 32-year-old Charles Burgess of Ohio has been charged with two counts of assault. It happened earlier this month during Liberty's matchup with the Dallas Wings, part of a string of similar incidents that had been happening at WNBA games across the country. Burgess had been on the run since then, but he was finally taken into custody yesterday in Brooklyn. And in Brooklyn, the Ocean Avenue Bridge is back open. The wooden footbridge from Sheepshead Bay to Manhattan Beach just got a full rehab. New deck, railings, lights, after years of wear and tear. Assembly member Michael Novikoff says it means safer travel for everyone.
Our seniors will once more safely and quickly navigate between Manhattan Beach and Sheepshead Bay. Parents with young children can now comfortably travel over the bridge for an enjoyable day at the beach. Our Orthodox Jewish residents who depend on the bridge for access during the Sabbath and holidays can again reach their synagogues with ease.
The century-old bridge opened back in 1880. The city says that the $1.2 million project was a priority to preserve a vital neighborhood link. The NYPD on the hunt for a man that they say pulled off a string of check scams across Brooklyn. In one case, cops say he approached someone at the ATM in downtown Brooklyn, asked them to deposit a fraudulent check worth nearly $900 in exchange for the cash, and the victim handed over the money. And he ran off. Police say he pulled the same scheme in Prospect Heights, Midwood, and Cobble Hill, cashing in thousands in total. The NYPD has released surveillance images of the scammer and is asking anyone who might recognize him to call Crime Stoppers. County executives Ed Romaine and Bruce Blakeman are talking hurricane preparedness today.
The county executives in Nassau and Suffolk say it could be an above normal hurricane season. And today they will announce an updated emergency preparedness plan as part of a joint bi-county approach on Long Island. Also, the two will speak about how to protect your furry friends when a hurricane hits. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A reporter for the news website The City says a former advisor to Mayor Adams handed her a potato chip bag with cash in it. Katie Honan says it happened after an Adams campaign event yesterday when Winnie Greco insisted that she take a potato chip bag that had a $100 bill and a couple of 20s in it. Honan spoke to 1010 Winds. She says she was taken aback.
When she did give me the bag of chips, I did refuse it more than once, at least three times initially, and then actually when we parted, I tried to give it back to her. But I know when she worked at City Hall, she often brought food in and gave it to people. So I initially didn't take it as anything more than a, oh, here's some food type of thing.
A lawyer for Greco insists it wasn't an attempted bribe. Meanwhile, DA Bragg announcing today another former Adams aide, Ingrid Lewis Martin, has been indicted on new charges, becoming one of seven people facing new charges in a corruption investigation. Lewis Martin expected in court today, actually arriving just right now, for accepting more than $75,000 in bribes, including $50,000 in cash that was directed to her son's account. Bragg saying there was a wide range of bribery conspiracies between March of 2022 and November of 2024, while she served as chief advisor to Mayor Adams. Well, the deadly Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem that left five people dead is now at the center of a legal action. Attorney Ron Clatter has filed claims against the city and Harlem Hospital, accusing them of letting Legionella bacteria grow in building cooling towers despite the laws meant to stop it. He spoke with 1010 Winds.
Despite the fact that there are New York City laws to prevent this type of outbreak, it appears they were violated by the city and the Health and Hospitals Corporation.
The outbreak affected more than 100 people, sent dozens to the hospital.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.